I'm here with Caroline Gardner, the Auditor General, to talk about a new report on the Scottish Police Authority. Auditor General, could you explain what this report's all about?
Of course. It covers concerns raised by our audit of the Scottish Police Authority's annual report and accounts, in this case about governance and the use of public money at the SPA and Police Scotland.
So what exactly did you find?
We found a number of cases of what we'd class as a poor use of public money and poor governance.
Can you elaborate?
Of course. The first concern relates to the hiring of three temporary members of senior staff at a cost of around £340,000. Two of them were Police Scotland appointments, an HR director and a chief financial officer, where the post didn't demonstrate value for money. And we also found that the process for appointing the SPA's interim chief financial officer didn't comply with their own procurement rules.
In what way was it inconsistent?
Well, the SPA's former chief executive was the only assessor of the tender, and he scored each section of the successful tender as exceptional without giving a justification for his scores. That didn't meet the requirements of the SPA's procurement process.
You also raised concerns about relocation expenses paid to a deputy chief constable. What was the issue?
We found that the former chief executive had authorised two relocation expenses for the DCC, totalling £67,000, without sign-off from the SPA board. And the SPA also met the DCC's personal tax liability on the payment, which amounted to £53,000 more. It's clear that relocation payments of this size aren't a good use of public money. On top of that, the relocation payments weren't properly disclosed in the SPA's annual report and accounts. The former chief executive of the SPA and the chief financial officer of Police Scotland were responsible for ensuring that the accounts were complete and accurate, but that didn't happen in this instance.
Your report also draws attention to the financial challenges Scottish policing is facing. What are the main issues?
The SPA overspent its budget by nearly £17 million in the last financial year, and it started this year with a forecast deficit of over £47 million. It does expect future deficits of around £35 million in 2018-19 and nearly £16 million in 2019-20, before it hopes to move back into financial balance in 2021. But there's a real chance that the SPA will then return to annual deficits unless the underlying recurring cost pressures are addressed. This makes achieving the 2026 vision for the future of Scottish policing extremely challenging.
What then is the message you're giving to the SPA in this report?
The new chair and the interim chief officer need to make sure that these cases of poor governance and poor use of public money aren't repeated in future. That means, as an immediate priority, ensuring that the organisation operates more effectively and transparently. At the same time, the SPA and Police Scotland need to produce detailed strategies showing how they'll achieve long-term financial sustainability and deliver their vision for policing in Scotland.
Auditor General, thank you very much. And if you want to read our report into the Scottish Police Authority, you can download it from our website, audit-scotland.gov.uk.